Good morning. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Dave. Last name is Anable, Anable. I live in Lake Katrine.
How are you, Dave?
Good. So we received this welcome letter in the mail this week for this deal of $69.99 for a locked-in price for 2 years. And so we're just trying to find out what that all entails. So I mean, you
Sure.
give us so you I'm just trying to find out how this all works. You know,
Yeah,
we're a
absolutely.
Spectrum customer, and we want to get rid of that as soon as possible.
No worries. I can definitely go into some information about what we offer, our prices, and we can go from there. Did you have any specific questions that you wanted me to answer first?
It says part of the installation is the equipment. What is an ONT? Is that the modem? It
So the
says
ONT
equipment
is the
included.
modem, yes.
Okay. So it's
And
a
then the
special
gateway is
modem.
the router.
Okay, so the modem is obviously has to be fiber, able to work with a fiber connection. The 69, so this special says a $69.99 a month for 2 years. Are there any additional fees or, taxes or anything else on that?
So no, actually our price is fully inclusive.
So that would be the bill that we get every single month and no more, right?
Correct. So if you were to get internet only and it's the 1 gig and you sign up for auto pay using your checking account and paperless billing, you would get the price of $69.99. All taxes and fees are included, and so is the equipment. There are no equipment rental fees.
Right, and the installation.
Yes, and the
And
installation is free.
all right, so as far as this automatic payment is so it would be set up where you guys can come in and pull it from the account to make the payment.
Correct.
Is it available to be paid if I log on to your website to be paid on
Absolutely.
your you can do it that way too, that's acceptable.
Yes, but you wouldn't get the credit for it. The $10 discount would be if you have the auto pay and paperless billing enabled.
Okay, so we set it up where you actually come into the account and pull it every month.
Yes. And it
Okay,
will be
all
on
right.
the same day every month.
Okay.
It will be what?
On the same day every
Okay.
month.
So at least you would know when to expect it.
Okay. So after if you know, so if this goes for 2 years, after 2 years it jumps up with the extra $10, or I mean, what
Yes,
happens
just
after
the
2 years?
extra $10.
Okay, so it's going to be 79 if so. 69 for 2 years, unless there's price increases, it'll jump to 79 after the
Correct.
2 year period.
Do you offer
Yes.
anything you can discount? Because to be honest with you, we're just like two seniors. We got no kids in the house. We only use at the most one TV and two laptops at the most. And that's, so we don't use up a lot, but I was wondering if you had like senior discount packages
So
or
we don't offer a senior discount, but we do have one package that's not very, it's not one that we really like push for. It's the 500 megabytes per second. It's normally $69.99, but the $10 discount would bring it down to $59.99.
okay.
But I mean, really, it's
It doesn't matter. That doesn't, yeah.
that doesn't really got
Yeah,
like
that's fine.
$10 doesn't really
I
bother
mean, I'd
me.
rather have
The higher
the higher
speed.
speed.
Yeah.
No, just for, in case when we do have,
Oh,
we have a
absolutely.
friend, but we're not gamers. We don't do any of that stuff. So it's just TVs and laptops, basically, is what it comes down
Yeah.
to. And phones.
And it's so there's no contract. Is there, I mean, I doubt it very much, but if we were unhappy with it and canceled, there's no cancellation charge or any of that. Or is there?
So, what do you mean, no other charge?
Okay, so say it says right here, it says no contract. So say in 3 4 months we're not happy with the service and we
Yeah, there's no
want
cancellation fees.
to, no cancellation fee, they just come back or we bring back the equipment to you guys and that's So
when your service is terminated, we would actually send you a box, a pre-labeled box, to mail the equipment back.
okay. So they're going to come over. So I'm just, high level. They're going to come over the house, run the cable. I think in our area, they did it to the poles, I think. I don't think they went underground. They're going to run a cable from the pole to the house and then do the whole connection, run the cable into that and hook it up and
Correct.
to make sure it's
Yes.
all working as it should be before they actually take off.
Correct.
Okay.
Is our
Yeah,
truck
so
set up anywhere else? I mean, besides the Hudson Valley area, or is this basically new, or?
The Hudson Valley is our primary focus. It is where our headquarters are. So we're all located in Kingston, and we're all from different areas of the Hudson Valley. So we're very familiar with where, our locations are. As far as that goes, we do have an office in Florida, but it's not a primary focus for us at the moment.
All right. So Arch Top is, I mean, it's right now, but are there other Arch Top locations around the country?
No. So our primary
Okay. So
focus
this
is
is,
here in the Hudson Valley, and we're spreading out.
okay.
So it's basically a brand new system, and
Yes
Has it been
and
hooked?
no.
You hooked up already, I think, in Kingston, some places in Kingston, Saugerties.
Yes.
You have, okay.
So we already have a good portion of Kingston Saugerties already hooked up. We also have Rhinebeck, and we are working on Red Hook. And then we're actually starting to take pre-orders for Catskill as well.
Okay. Well, we're in Lake Katrine, and is that something that's on the radar to be hooked up at this point?
Well, I can definitely take a look at your address and see when the in-service date would be.
Okay.
What is your service address, please?
215 Leggs Mill Road, LEGGS Mill Road.
And then is that still technically a Kingston zip code, or is it the Lake Katrine zip code?
12449 Lake Katrine.
Gotcha. Perfect. Got it here. So it does show that for Legs Mill, the in-service date would be in December, about 2 days after Christmas.
Okay. So, I
So
mean,
we
we
are
are.
able to do the pre-order.
Well, can you, it, so there's going to be promotions from time to time, money-wise. If we, if I mean, do you pre, you're saying pre-order on a certain date, so.
No, we would set up, we would say we want to do it now and get to $69.99 whenever they start to set it up.
Which they're probably going to run tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't see this promotion ending anytime soon, to be honest.
But I mean, we can say we want to do it and just get us on the list, and then
Yeah,
it
and then when
go
it
from
gets
there.
time to get when it gets closer to that date, we would reach out to schedule.
Okay. You want to just, yeah, we, okay, so we'll get ourselves on the list so that when it's our area, we'll be ready to go.
Okay, absolutely. And just to confirm, this is for a home, not a business, right?
This is a house, yes.
Okay. And then you stated that we were going to go for the 1 gig.
Yeah, we're gonna do whatever this promotion is for the
Okay.
$69.99, the one gig and all the equipment. Now this is a password related kind of a thing too. I mean, once you get hooked up, you gotta connect all your devices through password.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's kind of a lot like Spectrum, right?
Well, it's just it's not.
So it's,
Well,
it is and it isn't. So we don't use coaxial cables. Our data is emitted through light pulses. So it's a bit of a higher technology, but in a sense, when it comes to the router, yes, it would be similar to Spectrum with the inputting of a password when connecting to the Wi-Fi network.
all right, and everything in the house. I mean, if we use a printer, which is probably like once every 6 months, but that the all the wireless like that, that'll, that just goes through the same thing, right?
Yes, it would just go through the new router.
Okay, so it's
So
a
you would
lot like
connect to the
Spectrum.
router with the new password and go from there.
So it's just the way the data comes to the house, and once it's connected to the house, it's really the same.
Correct. Yeah, the cables are very different when it comes into the modem, because it's all fiber optic wires.
Yeah. So. Right. Right. Okay. All right.
And then.
Yeah. So we'll get our name on the list for this, just so that we're ready to go whenever you guys are in the area.
Yes, absolutely. We can definitely go ahead and get that done. And then approximately how large is your home, if you wouldn't mind me asking, in square footage?
Like 1,750 feet, someplace in there.
Square feet or regular feet?
Yeah, square. 1,700, you know, whatever they measured it, 1,750 feet, square feet.
Okay, perfect.
So it's a two-story. We have two-story. So we have two TVs upstairs, one TV downstairs. We rarely use two TVs at a time, so...
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a thing where you go up to bed, you turn the TV on, everything else is off. So.
All right. And then the reason that I was asking for that was to see if maybe you needed a Wi-Fi extender. There is one that is included in the plan for free.
Yeah.
Ones after that would be $8 a month. But your first one is included in your price.
So what is that? What does that mean? Just to give you better Wi-Fi coverage?
Yes.
So you don't need, it's not actually connected to an individual TV?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, everything works fine now. All the TVs connect, everything has fairly decent speed. But yeah, I mean, you know, if the extender's included, definitely we would use that. Just,
I have a question also.
Well, it'll be determined by you and your Archtop fiber technician on the day of your install. So if they feel like it is necessary for you to have that extender, then they will definitely, you know, set it up for you.
Okay.
Okay, and we could add that on later if we needed to. But we're down the street from where your office is. You know, we're down and around the corner from the Archtop, I guess the main building.
Is on Enterprise, Archtop,
Archtop run? I mean, do you have customers right now that are using it active?
What do you mean?
They're not. It's not like they're signed up and they're going to get it in December. Are people actually in our?
No,
area?
we've been providing service since before February.
Nope, Lake Katrine isn't set up yet. Kingston is.
But you have customers in Kingston that are using Archtop, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And she said at Saugerties and some in Rhine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
we're just at some point going to be on the list. All right. So we're ready to start.
It's not just that. It's the fact that, you know, construction, the process with the construction, we are micro trenching with burying those cables and all the permits and the construction crews. So it does take some time for us to get into every single street.
So is that what would happen out here? Because we're a little more rural, that it would be underground cable too?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so
most likely, yes. We don't typically run aerial unless it's absolutely necessary. That's the reason that it takes so long for us to get to every area, is because we are micro trenching. One, it helps customers prevent losing service due to, you know, bad weather or down limbs.
Trees coming down or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Does somebody actually come to the house and dig through the property?
Digging through the property. Typically when they're following the roads, or they're going through the public service areas of the where the other lines are, essentially. When it comes to the property, it really depends on the layout of your property. So if we have to go aerial, and I mean, I'm about to ask you the question as to whether your Central Hudson lines come through in the air or under the ground. So we will follow, we typically do follow the electric company, but if possible, we will micro trench and bury. Now, the micro trenching is only as wide as the cable is, and it only gets buried 6 to 8 inches deep. So it's not like we would be destroying your property or digging up anything.
Yeah, we've seen it being done on some of the other roads over, I forgot the name, you know, where they're actually putting in like this, like an orange cable, I think it is. It's an orange cup. So it's just basically they come through. They have this kind of a thing that kind of pulls, digs down in without digging up your whole yard. So they're not coming in with a backhoe and that kind of thing.
Exactly. We're not coming in with a backhoe.
Okay. So right now, basically, our connection through Spectrum is off the pole, a cable coming to the house, not buried. It's in the air, basically.
Yeah. And I mean, we likely do tend to follow that as well. It really just depends on the layout of the property. What will happen is prior to the date of your install, someone will come onto the property to kind of survey it to see, okay, what the best way is to connect you. Again, if we have to go aerial, we will. If we have the opportunity to bury, then we will. So essentially, that's definitely the way that we typically do it.
Yeah, and I think the problem with our house is that the telephone pole is across the street. It's not on our side of the property.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I don't think they can. I mean, maybe you got some other ways of doing it, but I don't think they can actually bury it under the road itself and then bring it to the property. So
they just redid their own road.
So you guys know what you're doing. So whatever you do is fine with us.
Yeah, and I mean, we typically do also have some junction boxes, and of course, we have permits for all the construction that we have to do. So, I mean, ultimately, it will be decided by the techs who do the drop install, which is the cable that connects your home to the network of the street.
Right. Okay.
So, before it all takes place, we're going to have somebody visit and take a look at everything and let us know then.
And they will also install the drop cable, and you won't even have to be home for that part. I mean, if you want to be, I can definitely put in a note stating to contact you before they arrive, but, okay, absolutely. I can definitely put that in for you.
If they connect it however they connect it to our house, we don't have to be there for that. We just have to be home when they need to get inside the house.
Exactly. So the date of your installation appointment is the one that you would have to be home for.
All right. I mean, yeah, we'd like to be home just because it's interesting to see what they do.
Okay.
And we're pretty much home anyway, so it's not like we're,
All right, perfect. All right. And, Dave, do you know if you wanted any home phone service?
No.
Okay.
We're all cell phones. We don't have a.
No worries. I just ask. And then, of course, you do own your property. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I know I just asked you this, but your current utility wires are feeding your home through the air, correct?
Correct.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And did you want it under Dave or David or?
We're going to put it under my wife's name, actually. She's going to have it taken from her account. So.
Okay.
And when did they taking it?
When they hook up. I mean,
it's not going to happen
right
now.
Away. No, you don't.
No, it won't. It would not be now, not unless you were required to pay a $50 deposit. There is going to be a part where we would have to run a soft credit check. It does not affect your score at all.
Right.
It just lets us know that you are who you say you are, and then it lets us know if you're at risk of not paying your bill.
Okay. So it's going to be under my wife's name.
Okay. This is just the contact information so far, so we're not quite up to the credit part yet.
Okay, you just get names and that kind of thing.
Name, email, phone number, and then preference of communication is what I'm about to ask you.
Can you have two on there, like a joint thing?
So, I mean, yes and no. So right now I can only input one person, but later on we can definitely add Dave as a contact.
Yeah, just so that if something happens to me, whatever happens.
Absolutely.
Spectrum gave us a hard time with that. They wouldn't talk to me.
Oh, that's strange.
Because it wasn't under my name. They had to talk to Tanya to give them permission to talk to me. Which is ridiculous.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be under my wife's name.
All right. And how do I spell your wife's name, please?
TATJANA. Tatiana. That's how you say it.
Okay, so that's TATYJANA?
No.
Cancel the Y.
TATJANA
Okay.
without the Y.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. Hold on.
And then how do I spell your last name, please?
A N A B L E. It's like Ann Able.
Okay, perfect. And then the best email, please.
More than it yours.
Yeah, you put it
Went
under
under mine?
yours and then you could send it
Okay,
to
so it's
me.
the email address is hogrider459. So it's HOGRIDER459 at
At G
hotmail.com.
Hotmail. Okay, perfect. And that's kind of an easy email. I mean, how can you not know how to ride a hog when it's a motorcycle?
Yeah, Yeah, some people get yeah, that's what it's for.
Oh yeah. Actually, my boyfriend has a nice Harley, and then he runs with a motorcycle club too.
Oh, really? Which one is that?
I
Which
don't
club?
remember the name, but it's up in Massachusetts because he resides in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
He's out near Worcester.
Okay.
And then the primary phone number you guys would like on the account.
What's your mine? Yours?
Mine. Yeah, because you might change your
All
phone.
right, so 845-633-1898.
Okay, perfect. So that's 633-1898.
Yes.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number you'd like me to add?
Yeah, that's mine. It'll be 845-633-2002.
Perfect. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We do have the option of phone, email, or text.
Email.
You want email?
And
Email.
okay, because I was going to say for text messages, you can also confirm your install appointment as well.
Oh,
And it's more
yeah.
account specific than email. Email would have some possibility of marketing emails.
Yeah, so do the text part. That's fine with us.
Okay, absolutely. And then so for the text messaging, I also need your approval. The important information that you would receive via text message would be install appointments, updates about your order status and billing updates. And then by opting in to receive those text messages, you will also be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And again, we only use this method for account specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell unless you were to authorize that. You can choose
Okay.
to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call, but message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, and I mean, the message and data rates usually apply to those that are not unlimited plans, which most carriers have unlimited everything now.
Yeah, right.
And then, okay, so now we're at the part with the credit check where I will be asking you some information. I don't know who you would like me to run through the credit check. Are we doing it through Tatiana or?
Through you or me?
Oh, yeah.
You can go through Tanya. You can go through her.
Okay. All right, absolutely. And just bear with me as I get to there. Okay. All right, and so just to confirm, it is 215 Legs Mill Road, right?
Correct.
And the zip code is 12449.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. And we are at the part where I am going to need Tatiana's social, if possible, please.
Yeah, but I mean, is that for the credit check or because?
It's the credit check.
Yeah, because is there a way to go besides the Social Security? Because we did that once before, and oddly enough, somebody hacked into it was from Wells Fargo, and they hacked into the account. So, is there
Oh,
anything other
wow.
than? Yeah. It
Yeah.
was Wells Fargo.
Yeah, they took a chunk of money.
Yeah.
Or attempted to take a chunk of money. Yep.
Yeah. But is there another
Jeez.
way? Yeah.
The only other way is if we bypass the credit check, there would be a $50 deposit required, which you would get back after a year, but.
Yeah, we're a little leery about that.
I'm
Social
very leery
Security
about that
doesn't think
because
now because of
it's
what happened to us.
yeah. Yeah, I don't. I there's too much money in there that I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do the $50 then. I don't care because yeah, I don't want to take that risk again. There's too much of that going on, and the last time we were just lucky enough to have the credit union block the whole thing, but there was a large amount of money that Wells Fargo was trying to take out because you know we gave a social to Wells Fargo and. I don't know.
I mean,
So
that
it
to
just,
me is insane.
well, yeah, I mean,
A bank of
it
all
wasn't,
places.
right, it wasn't a bank we had anything to do with. It was, we were putting windows in. And we went on this thing where you pay it off within a year, you don't pay it any interest, which we're doing. But they wanted a Social Security number. I gave it to them, hesitant, I hesitated, but I did. The very next day, I was hacked.
Oh my gosh.
So we just, so we'll do the $50 thing to hold it if that's what it is, and we'll.
Yeah, it's only $50. It would come out today, while you're still on the phone with me.
All right. So if I give you a card now, that's going to be different than the account we're going to use. Is that okay? Or is that going to screw
So
things up? Yeah, I'm just we got two different accounts going, you know.
yeah, no, that's completely understandable. Yeah, as far as it goes, I mean, if we do, because it's asking me about the auto pay, and I know you wanted to
Okay.
set that up,
Yep.
so it
Okay.
will take the 50 out of the auto pay account.
Okay. We're just give us a second here. We're just gonna move some money in there.
Okay. I apologize for the confusion.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I mean, it's just
Typically,
that
it's
we're.
not this complicated, I promise. It's never usually this
Well,
complicated.
it's the whole thing with the Social Security number that went
Yeah, and
off.
it's completely understandable, especially because, earlier this year there was that big breach and everything, and it was just.
Well, yeah, we just, you know, we just got really, and we got actually got attempted people coming in. We had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
One was the bank, but there were other people from a bank in Massachusetts or something. It was like, and that was the next day after giving out the Social Security number on this
Yeah.
online application. It wasn't even over the phone. It was like,
So I took it out of the
okay,
bank
all
account
right,
for my face.
okay.
That's a good.
And you got your card, right? Okay, so we have a card we give you which takes the money out of this account. So,
Okay, and so we're not setting up the checking account at the moment, right?
well, this is a checking account. So when oh you need a you need you
We would need
you
the routing
actually
and account number.
you need a routing account number. Oh, oh crap.
All right, it's right here, isn't it?
I mean, if you have a checkbook, it would be listed on the bottom of the check.
Yeah. We got it right here. We're on our
I got
bank
money.
page right now.
Money.
Oh, okay.
Route.
Perfect.
My documents. You know what? It's on my. Do you have a checkbook too? I'll get my checkbook.
Know.
Well, I mean, even if it's on the web page, all I would need is a routing and account number, and then
It,
I would
yeah, that's what
verify
I'm
the
going
name on the
for.
account.
The log out, which should be on the web page.
Just bear with us a second. we want to give you the right information here, so.
When I log in, I have a find. I want to find out.
I'll get this.
Yeah, the reason that Spectrum, you know, if people are tired of it because, like, every other month they just add a couple more dollars. They nickel and dime you to death. And it's, you know, to the point where you just watch every penny you spend. And with, they don't really, it's not like they're giving you anything or they're, you know, cost-wise. It's, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right.
No, and I agree. That's why we want to be as transparent as possible. So that's why we include all of our taxes, fees, and equipment in our price.
Okay, here's the routing number.
Okay.
It's 2219793633.
Okay, and to confirm, that's Hudson Valley Credit Union.
Did you hear me?
Yes, did you hear me?
Did I lose her?
Oh.
Hello?
Give me 1 second. If you're okay, I can give you a call right back.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm still connected.
I can hear you. Of course. I